Tonight we want to look at the adversity. Amen. How many know that we're going to face some adversity for the kingdom of God? Now I want to give a heads up. As we're going into the Ephesians, it's a God's ordained that at the same time on Sunday morning, our children are learning about putting on the armor of God. Amen. So as we're looking at these things, I'm encouraging everyone during the week to sit down and discuss the armor with your children. Amen. In other words, we have an opportunity to impart something into them, and out of the voice of two or three witnesses, let everything be established, the Word of God says. So, but tonight we want to look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. The apostle writes, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." And here's where we're going to focus tonight. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and high places." So tonight we're going to look at the adversity, okay? Let's ask God's blessing. Father, we thank you, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in each and every heart and each and every life of those that have gathered here in this sanctuary, those that are on Facebook, and those that are on the website, Father God. I pray, Father God, that your word goes forth and accomplishes what you sent it to do. Minister to every heart and every life, and when everything is said and done and all is accomplished, all praise, glory, and honor will be unto you. So, Father God, speak through me tonight. May the words that come out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer. And we'll never cease to give you all the praise and glory, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Now, first he says, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. And as your pastor, I constantly try to reiterate, if you put a face on it, you're going to lose the battle every time. Amen. That's what the adversary wants us to do. He wants us to be at odds with one another, so he wants us to put a face on it, and he's in the background, he's laughing. So, first off, he says, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against principalities. When we're looking at principalities and realms, we need to understand that Jesus' name is above every name. His name is above. Look to the one next to you and say, Jesus' name is above. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, he says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church," you and I, "which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." In other words, first and foremost, his name is above. His name is authority. His name is authority. In Colossians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Colossae, he's giving them a warning. In verse number 8, he says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power." So we know his name is above. In his name, we have the authority. Amen. In his name, it is activated. I like one thing about God. God is an active God. He's actively moving. He's actively doing things. Amen. We're not serving a dead God. We're serving a God that's alive and a God that's well. Are you with me? You with me? Hallelujah. And Colossians chapter 2, verse number 13. The Apostle Paul reminds the church of Colossae, reminds you and I. He says, "And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it on the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." Amen. So when we're looking at it, we have every name that is named. We're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. We have the power. Jesus' name, his name is above. His name is the authority. Amen. And his name is activates. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he shall quicken your mortal body by the spirit that dwells in you. Amen? So he wants us to understand that we're not wrestling with people, but we're wrestling against principalities, and we have the authority and the power in Jesus' name to be more than conquerors through Christ that gives us strength. Amen? Now, the adversary doesn't want you to know how powerful you truly are in Christ Jesus. So first, we find against principalities, his name is great against, and against powers. I thank God for wisdom. Amen. This gray hair speaks wisdom. Hello? I have so much wisdom, it's growing out of my ears and every other place too. Amen? Hallelujah. Wisdom comes where it never came before, right? But he says to you and I, the wisdom that's from above, in Ephesians chapter 3, we're talking about the wisdom to fight against the powers. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 3, verse number 10, "To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, and whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory." Amen. In other words, we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. We've got the name that's above every name. It gives us authority. It's activated when we put it to work in our hearts and our lives. Amen. And he is saying to you and I tonight also, we have the worship, but we have the witness. I love the way the apostle says it in Romans chapter 8. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves. What do you mean, Pastor, remind yourselves? Well, sometimes I need to remind myself and read the word to remind myself who I am in Christ and the power and authority that he's given me. And I have to convince myself sometimes. And I can't convince someone else unless I convince myself. If I'm not convinced, I'm not going to convince anyone else. Amen. So, in other words, the apostle said, he reminds us to remind ourselves in Romans 8:35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature is ever able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. No matter what's going on, no matter what's happening in our nation and our world, God is still in control. And since God is still in control, the church is still in control, because Christ in us is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God wants you and I to remind ourselves we can do all things through Christ, which gives us strength. Amen. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, glorify God and your infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon you. I don't know about you, but I can't do it, but he can do it. And now I can do it because he can do it. We can do it together. Hallelujah. I know it doesn't matter what the government's saying. It doesn't matter what the news is saying. It doesn't matter what your bank account is saying. It doesn't matter. My God shall supply for all of your needs according to his riches and glory and Christ Jesus. He is my supplier. He is my provider. He is my way maker. He is the promise keeper. Hallelujah. Can you give him a shout of praise in the house tonight? Come on. Can we just go ahead and give him some praise and glory for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, for always being there for those times when we didn't see there was going to be an answer and there didn't seem to be a way? All of a sudden, God showed up. God showed up big. God showed up beautiful. And he did it like we never thought he would do it, but he did it. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited about the King I serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that puts us into the winning mindset. Got any winners in the house? Look at me in Romans chapter 13. Verse number 1. The Apostle Paul says, let every soul be subject unto the higher power. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Nobody is doing anything unless God is allowing them to do it. And when God says stop, it stops. When God says go, it goes. When God says fly, it flies. Hallelujah. He's ultimately in control. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, we know that all things are working together for the good, because to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose, God's purpose for us for this time and for this season, and guess what we're going to do? We're going to go to the enemy's camp and we're going to take back what he stole. We're not running from the enemy, we're storming the gates of hell. Hallelujah. Hey, the church is being arising. The church is being anointed and appointed for a time such as now. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the season and the time we're in. It's a season that's never been in the world before. It'll never be in the world again. It's a day like it's never been before. God said he's going to do everything he said in his word, and all of a sudden it's going to start happening faster. It's going to speed up. It's going to collapse. Times is going to start collapsing. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, the battlefield. In John chapter 3, hallelujah, Jesus said in verse 19, this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So he's talking about the brightness. I love what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 13, verse number 12. He said, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. He says we're on the brink of the breakthrough. In Ephesians chapter 5. Verse number 8, the Apostle Paul reminds us, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. What is he saying to us tonight? We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. And he reminds us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 13. He says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Amen? In other words, he gives us all the equipment we need to fight the good fight of faith, to lay a hold of eternal life, whereunto we call and profess a good witness before many, a good testimony before many witnesses. So what the Lord is saying to you and I is simply this, amen? His name is above every name. We have the authority in the name of Jesus. Amen? It's been activated in you and I by the Spirit of God. Amen. He's given us wisdom to be a witness. Amen. And to withstand the works of the adversary. Amen. Amen. He is telling you and I, get a hold of this, not to put faces on it. There's many bodies that have been separated and divided in the body of Christ because they put faces on the battle versus battling with the wickedness and darkness that needs to be battled with. He says, hey, we're not fighting with flesh and blood. This isn't a physical battle. This is a spiritual battle. Amen. It manifests itself in the physical. Amen. Amen. Like all y'all's prayers for me, man, I'm good. Amen. Thank you for your prayer. The prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Hallelujah. So we have this, and God wants us to understand that, hey, we do have adversity. We're going to face adversity, amen, but we've got something in us that can overtake them every time, amen. And it's always, the devil doesn't always attack us when it's convenient. He wants to attack you when you're by yourself, amen, when you're alone, and God says you're never alone. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm as close as the call of my name. Amen. So can we just all stand and just lift our hands to heaven, and we're thanking God for equipping and arming us for this battle that we're facing in this world today.